Alright guys, here's the workout for today. We're going to take our time going through the warm-up because it's nice and cold out today. I don't want anyone getting hurt, but you better believe you'll be sweating. We've got a ladder. 100, 200, 400, 800, and back down to 400, 200, 100, and a 50, because why not? Oh, and it'll all be timed. If you all don't make it in time, we'll start over.
This is so dumb. I hate ladders.
Yeah, same. But we'll survive. The faster we run, the faster we'll get this done.
I don't even know why we do this. Like, there's literally no race that says, hey, which one of you guys can get up and down the ladder the fastest? And it's so cold. Why couldn't we just run inside today? He doesn't care about us. And I don't know why he didn't put me on the varsity heat when I run like 2 seconds faster than Josh in the 200. What is he doing that I'm not? This is unfair and stupid.
Have you ever met a human version of a headache? Well, if you haven't, you just did. Meet your everyday toxic teammate. They always have something negative to say and constantly complain about everything. They annoy you and always brings the whole team down. And when you're trying to ignore them, they either never get the hint or they start talking trash about you. It seems like you can never win. I'm here to tell you that you can win. Take a load off while I take you to a place where you're actually going to need a hazmat suit because it's filled with toxic people. And those people are a lot closer than you think. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Inspiration Station. I'm your conductor, Reagan Hume. And today we're going to be talking about how to deal with your haters and toxic teammates. I know when I hear the word toxic, I think of green slime, green gases, hazmat suits, and just the words danger and stay away. But here's the book definition. And yes, I said book as in that thing with the paper and the words and the cover that says dictionary. Yeah, those are still around. Anyway, the definition of toxic says simply the word poisonous. Then I looked up the word poisonous and it said, causing death or illness if taken into the body. Now, saying a certain person you don't like causes you death is kind of harsh, but hear me out. Your haters are always going to be there, and as soon as you get successful, they're going to be ready to tear you down. They cause death to your ambition. They cause illness into your mind and make you doubt yourself. You need to ignore that and take a step back and look at the big picture. They aren't mad at you. They're mad at themselves because they can't do what you can do. Another thing about toxic teammates is that they can talk all they want, but they don't know all the pain that you've been through. They don't know about the hours of hard work you've done to get where you are. They have absolutely zero right to tell you what you can or cannot do. With all this talk about avoiding and ignoring the bad teammates, well, what about the good ones?
My name is Blake Smith. I play for the women's basketball team at Carmel.
What's your favorite part about high school sports?
I think my favorite part about high school sports is being able to meet all the girls on the team and getting to be close to them, not only on the court, but off the court too. We're all best friends and they're definitely my second family.
With all the fans supporting you in the stands, like, there's always going to be someone negative there to drag you down. And those people are a lot closer than you think. And I like to call those toxic teammates. What do you define a toxic teammate as?
I would describe a toxic teammate as someone who really isn't positive. They kind of are always complaining about playing time. They can be on the bench and, you know, they're not really cheering on their teammates. And I think something that we need on the team is people who want to bring each other up, no matter if they're getting playing time or not.
How do you deal with those type of players?
I think I deal with them by blocking them out during the game, but definitely in practice I kind of focus on them by like bringing them up and telling them, you know, hey, if you're not getting playing time, it's fine, like, just keep working at it, it's gonna come, your time's gonna come. But when it comes in the game, at that point you kind of have to block them out because you got to focus on the game.
And finally, what does it take to be a good teammate?
For me, being a good teammate I'm definitely the one that brings people up during practice, who talks them after, but I wouldn't say I really yell at anyone during practice. I think if someone's down, I'm always, hey, it's fine, like, next play, next play. Or if people have questions about plays, I think they definitely come towards me. I think I'm just that person that people can talk to. I'm easy to approach.
How do you handle your coaches and parents when they're giving you criticism?
Coming in as a freshman and being put on the varsity team was definitely hard because I was with girls I've never really met before and I was playing at such a high level. And I think my coach noticed that he saw a lot of potential in me. It was hard because he was constantly on me and stuff, but I didn't really realize why. But now looking back at that as a senior, I think that was all good and it's got me where I am today. I mean, I still am definitely coached very hard, but I think it's made me a lot better and I think it's prepared me for college in a way that like other coaches in the state of Indiana haven't really prepared their players. So I think that's made me a lot better. And then my parents, definitely that's not fun when you come home and they're, you know, telling you how you played. And if you played bad, it's not fun. But, you know, seeing their input on the game because they're seeing it from an outside view definitely helps me and makes me a lot better.
Good practice today, team. Today was important for us to prepare for Saturday's meet. Our goal is to get top 10 in the state for this year. I know we lost some great seniors, but I'm extremely proud of how much work and focus you've put into this season. Go home tonight and get some rest.
Coach Edwards is so annoying. I still don't understand why we did that. And Coach Gray is always on his side and hates us and makes us run extra for no reason. She always makes us be quiet and Edwards never says a thing. He's the head coach. He should be in charge of the running, not her.
Yeah. Oh God, I gotta get away from this guy.
Good job, guys. Hounds on three. One, two, three, hounds!
Hounds.
Stay tuned for our next episode on how to deal with body image. Also, check out WHJE.com to listen to more podcasts like this or search WHJE on iTunes. I'm Reagan Hune, and this has been the Inspiration Station.